Good day, companions and brethren. I'm Bob Chase, and I welcome you to another Royal Arch of Maryland podcast. Just a reminder, you can find these interviews by going to the York Rite Maryland website. Also, if you're interested in becoming a York Rite Mason, you'll find all of that information as well on the website. So, let's bring in our guest, Companion Vernon Hushman. Companion Hushman, as I look over your Masonic achievements, resume, and career, I see, if I'm correct, the only office that you have not held is Most Worshipful Grand Master. So let me ask this question. What's the matter? Are you afraid of a little work?
Yes. I was in the Grand Line twice, and I've run out of miles.
I'll bet you probably have. Some of the things that you are, your current offices, right now, you're the Secretary, Druid Royal Arch Chapter 28, Grand Secretary, Grand Chapter of Royal Arch Masons since 2006 to the present, Secretary, Council of Anointed High Priests of Maryland, Grand Recorder, Grand Council of Royal and Select Masters of Maryland, 2006 to 2010, 2015 to present, and Grand Treasurer, 2010 to 2015. And I'm not even going to get into the past offices, but when I see this and I see some of the people that who are the leaders of York right now, my question always is, what got you so involved in York Rite after being in all these other offices in the Blue Lodge?
It was a combination of two things. I had at one point served as master of my lodge and was about 5 or 6 years into being secretary of the lodge. And my tank was running on empty. And I found in the work, the ritual of the chapter, particularly, a renewed interest in the ritual work and the philosophy that it was embedded in. The other part of it was I found a remarkably energizing set of new friends and new companions in my life, with their official title. And they brought a whole new energy to me that made the next 20 years a real joy.
And I can understand that from my point of view. One of the things that impresses me about the York Rite, if you need help, like doing degree work or whatever the case may be, all you need to do is ask someone and they will be there. And you have been a part of that. One of the things that I think we need to do, and you may agree, maybe not, and that is to improve doing the ritual memorized.
I spent 5 years as the grand lecturer for the grand chapter, and that was my focus as grand lecturer. The work is served best when we do it from our hearts and with the emotion that we can attach to it. When people are limping along, sneaking looks at a ritual book, there's no opportunity there to add that bit of your own heart, your own soul to what you're doing.
As many clubs, organizations, whatever, as you move along, or even a business, if you get too old and too stale, then you have yourself a problem. Well, one of the things about masonry, because back in the day when you didn't talk to a whole lot about masonry and what you did and everything else, we've become old, quite frankly. So how do we interject new energy and youth, as everybody likes to look at it, into our organization?
Well, the easy answer is get young people. Harder answer is get new people. And the easier answer is to find a way to cycle people with older experience into new situations. For those of us that have served and have become comfortable serving, we need to move along. We need to make room for someone else to have the fun and experience of doing what we've been doing comfortably and take on some new challenges, even if they're at a little different, maybe lower level, and start again. Starting again renews us.
And one of the other things about infusing energy and what have you into our organization, and yes, youth is, like you said, get younger people, but you made mention about a manager of new people. And I like the idea, and I will tell you that when it's my turn, I'm probably going to have somebody do that. But you're saying that membership needs to have a manager.
I think that there has to be a plan. I think every one of us that aspires to higher positions of leadership should have a vision of what he wants to accomplish in terms of membership, brotherhood, all the various aspects of what it means to be a fraternity. And when we're dealing with the new men, someone once told me, if you've got 20 new members this year, what are you going to do with them? You have to know how to open doors for them. Each of them will have different paths they want to walk. You have to have some sort of idea about how to steer them to some place where they can find themselves a happy home.
Well, one of the things that I see in the Blue Lodge, and having been a past master myself, you get these new guys come in, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, hey, you got time, you want to be in the line, you want to take on this responsibility. And I sometimes think that's just too much for a new person in whatever organization they're going to go into. Right, wrong? How do you look at that?
We used to call that eating our young. it's good to have opportunities available to the newer members and to be able to show them that even if they are new, that we will give them responsibilities if they choose them. But until you walk through that door in the back, you don't know what masonry is like. It's one thing to join. It's another thing to become an active member. And you don't know what the financial and emotional and philosophical costs are of being active till you actually get in and see other people doing the work and what they put into it. But we need to learn to be gentle and let people come on at their own speed and temperance.
I remember going to some of the summer schools, and I'm going to assume you may have known him too, but Carl Todd, down in the upper Marlboro area, he used to say, "We are gentlemen, gentle men." And I guess I agree with that to a point, but young people today have so much on their plate, and we as a fraternity, I wonder sometimes, is there enough room in the calendar to get all these people involved?
That's an interesting thought, because unless we do spread the work around, we fall victim to the other side of that coin, in that we wind up with a very few people doing all the work. If we don't learn how to take all the work and get it out effectively and efficiently to more people,
well,
it's a lesson we have to learn.
Well, as one of the wiser Masons, I was going to say older, but you're not old, neither am I, but the wiser Mason right now, as you look at York Rite Masonry, what would you do to make it better?
Going back to your first suggestion, I think there has to be continued focus on expanding the proficiency and doing the work. Since 2000, I have seen that occur. We have done that nicely. There are more chapters in the state that are capable of doing all their own work. Some still can't, but that we need sort of triage, massage it. It takes one or two people in each body to get the fire in the valley. The next thing is we have to be gracious with our new members and give them that opportunity to step in and be active if that's the place they want to be. I've seen there's a tendency for young people to join everything within 2 or 3, 4 years. Then suddenly they've got a wallet thick with dues cards and more obligations than they know what to do with. And that's sort of a defeated feeling. So we need to let people know that there's a ripe time for everyone to become involved in the things that interest them. That you can step in like a project manager. Step in, do your work, take your turn at the wheel, and then you get to step away. We need to be able to honor that kind of promise to people.
So someone's listening to this right now, we hope, and we've kind of piqued their interest. Maybe they'd like to belong. We know they can go to the website, York Rite Maryland, and get the application and the whole nine yards. And once that's all done and they walk into a chapter, how should we approach them and make them feel welcome?
Those who regularly come to the meetings need to take the time to greet every member. I remember that being such a profound lesson when I first got involved with the York Rite and the Scottish Rite, was that one of our members said, when a man walks through the door, walk over to him and shake his hand. If you don't know his name, tell him yours and find out his. And then say hello to him every time he shows up. Being recognized and wanted is such a very, very big part of what we do as Masons. And I think what young people hunger for is a place to be needed.
And that is indeed very interesting, and that does work. Okay. One other thing, one of the awards that you received was from the Grand Council of Maryland, and I can't pronounce it, so if you would describe it, you got it from Patrick Curtis, and that was some time ago, but the award.
The award is called an Ishsubi. It's it's an award for meritorious service. It's an award given by recommendation to the grand presiding officer, and at his discretion, it's awarded. It's given for service in acquiring new members or in doing some other significant service for cryptic masonry. In my case, it was the promotion of ritual work. I was doing ritual work on a kind of a visiting basis. I was traveling from place to place. This is not one of the big awards. It's a very personal award. I will always remember receiving it from the hand of someone I have a great deal of affection for, and I've worked for in many other circumstances.
Again, for those who may be out there listening and who may not be York Rite Masons, we've got about a minute left. Final thoughts.
I once had one of the grand fellows of the Grand Commander remind me about something else. He said, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And I recommend this highly to every Mason. If you're not having fun with your Mason, you're not enjoying it. If you're not looking forward to getting in the car and going to meetings on a fairly regular basis, you're not approaching Masonry exactly right. And Masons should find a way to look forward to the companionship and the friendship of the men they've joined with. Meet the lodges, the chapters, commanderies, their Scottish Rite bodies halfway, and extend a little effort. Show some willingness to give. So you, Masonry always gives back more than you ever can contribute.
My final thought will be this. I know that you're looking to have some assistance and that to find someone who might be able to take over. I would suggest that if anyone out there is interested in getting a hold of you, again, go to the York Rite Maryland website, and they'll find information about people that they can contact for that. And I will tell you, I haven't been involved in this for very long, but we're going to miss you when you're gone. And I don't mean gone, gone. I mean when you decide that this is it. You can return to your professional status now, novice beekeeper, a journeyman retired gentleman of the Eastern Shore, and chauffeur for Kathleen Ann Hushman, she who must be obeyed.
Thank you for the opportunity to chat with you today. I've enjoyed it greatly.